The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, happy Astros Day and football weekend. Man, a lot to get to. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Fuego's in the Heights, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Fuego's Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master, back in studio. And the ninja trying to keep us on air out here at Fuego Saloon off Washington Drive. And all kinds of cool stuff going on out here, which we'll be talking about if you want to get in today.
What is this, like Washington just south of Durham?
Yeah, it's right off of Durham.
It's right across from...
It's actually 817 Durham, and it's off of Washington.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's right across from... We used to do shows at that Luke's Ice House across the street. It looks like it got hit by a tornado.
Yeah, or...
I don't know what's happened to it, but it is... I don't think anybody's there right now. It looks in a bit of disarray.
Yeah, I think there were some war games going on.
Perhaps.
And, obviously that place lost.
So,
but this place is
the place to be.
Freaking cool, I have to say. And they got $5 meals all day today, 26 beers on tap. I was just longingly looking at the list there. And 30 big screen TVs throughout the bar. Your place to come party before the game and stay and watch the game. They got drink specials every time the Astros score.
Well, that's a good deal.
And the way that Tanaka pitches at Minute Maid Park, you are going to get lit.
You very well could.
Yeah, just like he could get lit.
Yeah, Barry did the show with me yesterday, and we talked about Tanaka and how he is about as hot and cold as you can get.
Yeah.
Like, he could be fantastic one day and just horrific the next. And often, not always, but often his fantastic, horrific splits come along with road home splits.
Right.
And that may make you go, well, why would they start him game one? Well, because if they don't start him in game one, then that means because the two guys they're going to start in game one and two was already set that it was going to be Severino and Tanaka one and two in some order. And by starting Tanaka in game one, it means you can get home Tanaka in game five.
Right.
Whereas if you start him in game two, you would get another road Tanaka in game six, and that's not ideal. So
yeah, I don't mind what he's doing, but you know, the reality is the Astros are going to win it in four anyway.
In four?
Yes, it's over. Yeah.
I'm not going that far. I do think they win the series.
I'm a little nervous. I mean, I think they're going to win the series. I'm a little nervous just because the Yankees are coming into this game on such a roll. And yeah, they not just winning the wild card, but the reality is they won 4 out of 5 in that series. If Girardi challenges the damn play, they never lose that game too. And to beat the Indians, who are, I mean, I think as good as any team in baseball, the way they did, yeah, I'm a little bit concerned coming in, but I think the Astros are simply the better team. They're better. The lineup's better. I'll take the starting pitching the way it is. The Yankees much better bullpen, but I like the Astros chances a lot.
I think the Yankees, the bullpen is the only spot where I think the Yankees are better.
Yeah.
I looked at, like, you know, defensively, it's about a wash. The Yankees are a little bit better defensive team, but it's not enough that it makes a difference. You're talking like a couple percentage points and a few errors here and there. But, I mean, they're about equal. But starting pitching, I think, especially starting pitching in game one and two is a massive edge for the Astros, and in a 7-game series, that means you've got 4 games from those two guys.
And if you play it right, if you play it right in a 7-game series, you might have 5 games out
of those
guys.
Well, you might have five. Yeah, a fifth game out of Keuchel, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So,
but you know, from a hitting standpoint, I think the Astros are a much better team. And But like you said, there's something about the way the Yankees are playing right now, and then whether you believe in it or not, the Yankee mystique in the playoffs. Yeah,
those pinstripes, man.
And it's showing right now.
Yeah.
You know, when you've got 27 banners hanging in your building, maybe you're a little more confident than guys who have no banners hanging in their building. Consolation banners hanging in
wild
their building.
Wild card 2000, right. Whatever. Building. Yeah,
the Yankees don't hang wild card winner banners in Yankee Stadium. So maybe they have a little bit of confidence there. But on paper, and this is what I think is great, the last two nights, I've kind of, you know, if I were power ranking the teams and that were left in the playoffs, and I were to say, who are the teams that I think I would pick the Astros to beat in a playoff series? Who are the teams I think I would pick them to lose against? I think the last two nights, the Indians losing and the Nationals losing.
Yeah.
That's probably two of the teams I would have picked that I thought maybe would beat the Astros. And that's two of them that are gone. I think the Astros beat the Cubs if it comes to the Dodgers. I don't know. That's the one team where on paper they may be better than the Astros. But on paper, the Yankees are not better than the Astros. The Astros should win this series and get to the World Series. If they get there against the Dodgers, I'd give them basically a coin flip. If they get there against the Cubs, I would make them the favorites.
Yeah, I agree.
I just think that, losing the Indians just makes my confidence grow in this team.
Yeah, and not that I didn't think they could beat the Indians, but when you look at
what's left. I mean, they could have.
Yeah.
But when you look at what they've done against the Indians this year versus what they've done against the Yankees,
yeah,
this is clearly the team they match up better against.
You feel much better about it right now. And if you're looking at actual odds right now, Dodgers are the favorites at +195. Astros second choice at
+225. So exactly what I thought.
Then. Yeah.
And then what?
Yankees and Cubs are both +375.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I believe the Astros would be an underdog to the Dodgers, also because the Dodgers would have home field advantage.
Yeah.
And I think the Astros would be favored against the Cubs.
But I'd like to see Astros-Dodgers, and I'd like to see the Astros win.
Well, of course.
That's the series I want.
I honestly think that, and because the four biggest markets are represented in the playoffs right now, the four biggest cities in the country all have a team in.
That's pretty cool.
It's, you know, there's not really obviously the Major League Baseball and the TV networks would prefer Yankees versus really either National League team.
Right.
But, they're not going to cry about having the Astros in the World Series.
No, because whichever one of those teams come out of the National League,
is a national draw.
Right.
And it's not like you're getting, you know, Pirates Mariners here. You've got a team that's in a big market that people are going
to
tune in for.
Just became the seventh largest media market not that long ago. As a
Houston
matter of fact,
did?
Yeah, and you know, with the growth here, you can see that going up as well. But, that's no matter.
It's for us. Contract negotiations, Fred.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Just make sure you point that out.
Yeah.
It's like number seven now in media markets and not too far from moving all the way up to number five.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
When I can say I'm in the top five, that's when the payday comes.
Exactly. Maybe you should just do a one-year deal. but that's it. Really doesn't have anything to do with anything except what we do. But I think 2 years ago we were 11th, and now we're 7th. So
okay.
That's a good thing.
Well,
that's TV, but that
I
includes
think,
all media.
So. I think that the networks are going to be happy no matter what. And really, like
and the Astros are a great story, too.
They really are. And especially
Sports Illustrated thing. I mean,
it sucks kind of, but part of what makes the Astros a good story is Hurricane Harvey. And, like,
yeah.
You know, that's got a lot of people pulling for Houston that wouldn't have other Houston be. If you're just like a Joe baseball fan, if you're either Yankee fan or you're against the Yankees,
yeah,
and you know, it's probably about an even split,
but that's
you
all right.
Do have some support just because of that. That game last night was so crazy.
Oh God, yeah.
I mean, I didn't watch it live. I watched the baseball game and the football game this morning. I didn't watch either last night. I was busy getting drunk with no TV. But both those games were odd. The baseball game was just wild. The Cubs win, and you could be salty if you're a Nationals fan about the way it goes down. But the Nationals had a lot of chances and let them get by. And that you can't get guys picked off. Guys who are never going to steal a base shouldn't be hanging that far off the base. That's what you get.
Yeah, that's silly, and you can't make those kind of mistakes in a game like that.
And, it basically comes down to one half inning cost the Nationals a trip to the NLCS, which is unfortunate because I'm not a Cubs fan.
I don't like the Cubs.
I like the Nationals. I would have liked to see them have – and I always thought Nationals-Dodgers would be a really great series.
Let me take that back. I like the Cubs team. I don't like their fans.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Trey Turner is one of my favorite players in the league. Just the way he plays I think is awesome. And I love their pitching staff. I would have loved to see that Dodgers-Nationals matchup. But that said, to me, it opened up the door a little bit more for the Astros, which at this point, that's the main goal, is for the Astros to win the World Series.
The Astros have not played well against the Nationals over the last couple of years either. So,
and the reason why I say the Nationals and the Dodgers and the Indians were the teams I might have liked over the Astros, those are the teams that had, at least on paper, pitching advantages over the Astros.
Yeah,
as good as Keuchel and Verlander are at 1-2.
There's a
drop off after that, and those other teams are strong beyond that 1-2. The Dodgers are going to pitch Yu Darvish in Game 4 of the series, which is just crazy. The Nationals have as good a 1-2-3 as you can get, and all three of those teams are going to get votes, and for Cy Young and. So for them to be out, I think, is a good deal. And they just showed on the TV here the Lobaton being picked off. And that's one thing I don't like about replay in baseball is, like, the millimeter that you might come off while they're holding the tag on that's just, like, gravity. Yeah. Like, safe is safe and out is out. I don't necessarily like it. It just doesn't seem like in the spirit of the game. But, I guess that's what it is.
That's why you see guys all the time try to push guys off the bag
exactly.
And stuff. And it's they're gone.
That's baseball.
Yeah, they're gone. Indians are gone. It's not gone. The Astros.
The Astros
Yankees.
Are not gone.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. And man, it's been really cool driving over here to see how excited people are, and they're all wearing their orange and they're all geeked up, especially over by the park when I was leaving from there. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. We got a lot to get to today. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
About Tri-Eagle Energy. Listen, shopping for electricity rates, it's not easy. Tri-Eagle is trying to make it a little simpler. They're a born and raised in Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates. What's that mean? It means you'll pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. And not only does Tri-Eagle provide great rates, but they're trying to make you use less energy in your house, be more energy efficient. It's an easy, fast sign-up process with no gimmicks, no surprises on your bill, no hidden fees. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12. It'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. You'll receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an idea what your energy bill is going to be before it even hits the mail. What are you waiting for, guys? It's a simple decision that you can feel good about. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com, TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.
Is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow live from Fuego's in the Heights. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Fuego's Saloon, 817 Durham Drive off of Washington for the Astros pregame broadcast here. And come on by, man. This would be a great place to watch a game, hang out with us, and then. I'm going to jet home and start. We're going to do something kind of cool on SportsMap, houston.sportsmap.com tonight. I'm going to post inning-by-inning updates. So if you're having to work tonight and can't get to the TV and you can't stream at your office, you can go to houston.sportsmap.com and keep up with the action. So we're trying this on a test basis. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun.
Tyson says the Niners released Navarro Bowman and – he said the Texans need to jump on this train. I don't know if the Bowman's got much left. He's struggling in coverage big time this year, which I think is kind of why. And That's kind of why they let him go. They also have Reuben Foster to fall back on, which it's a nice thing to fall back to. But I don't know that he's much of an upgrade right now. And I don't know that the Texans are a team that need to they need to get much older.
No, and he strikes me as pretty much a Patriot. That's a guy probably. The Patriots will use him.
And they'll get more out of him than the Texans could.
My friend Trish is a Cubs fan. So said ouch because I said that. It's funny. It's Cubs fans are the only Chicago fans I don't like. I love Blackhawks fans. Love Bears fans. Don't really care about the White Sox. I mean, they're irrelevant. But that's because you win one World Series and you act like you were supposed to win. You're so hurt and you were supposed to win them all these years. And, yeah, you got one more than the Astros. But Matthew says you should be rooting for the Cubs versus Astros. We don't like the Astros as much as you don't like the Cubs in El Central days. That's okay. I don't like you. I don't want you there. I didn't want the Red Sox in there.
Yeah.
But they won. So, oh well. Yeah, Cubs fan and Red Sox fan are kind of like 1 and 1A on my list in my little hate box.
That's mine too. 1 and 1A for sure. And I am cheering for the Cubs because I think that's the team the Astros have a better chance of beating.
That I agree with. But you know, at that point,
that's kind of what
I also have a team that's been there before, and that worries me. The Dodgers are really good though. I'm excited about this, man. However it plays out. Well, I'm not going to say however it plays out.
Is there any team that would surprise you if they won the World Series at this point?
No. Of the four left, no. I think any one of them would be, you know, you wouldn't say, wow, I can't believe that happened.
And honestly, I think you could have said that. Maybe you exclude the Diamondbacks, maybe.
Maybe.
But, like, when the playoffs start, after the wild card games were over, like, the playoffs were full of teams that deserve to be here.
Yeah, and I think we saw that through the course of the season. The reality is, these were the best teams most of the year. And Cubs struggled the first half of the season but played really well the second half as we knew they would turn it around. And on that side, you know, the Rockies and Diamondbacks deserve the wild cards, but they were clearly a cut below those other teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Yankees played really well and
almost caught the Red Sox.
Almost caught the Red Sox. And the only, you know, so the Twins, you look at them and say, well, nice season. But they bowed out early. They didn't.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't muck things up for anybody.
No.
So, you know, it's going to be fun. So you got I was watching both last night when I got home from our dinner thing that we did.
How was that? Tell me about your day yesterday, Fred. What was going on at the management retreat?
Meetings.
Because while you were at management retreat, I was on a patio in like 98 degree heat. I had sweat going from the back of my head down my spine and into my crack.
But did you at least get good beer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair. Now, we basically yesterday was all day meetings on different things about the company, and same thing this morning. And last night we went out to dinner at, what was the name of that place, Jong? It was kind of a high-end Asian.
Cafe Ginger.
Cafe Ginger.
Ooh.
A little over my
Pretty
head.
Fancy?
Yeah, it was very fancy. You know me, I'm not.
Had you been there before, Jong?
No, I haven't.
Nice. And I guess Gal footed the bill, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I did have a couple glasses of whiskey.
There's more
good whiskey.
There's more money. They're knocking off my offer.
Yeah. In fact, I requested.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
That's why I had a little extra whiskey, just to make sure that it jacked up the price.
So right.
That when you go in there, it'll be you're like, oh, sorry.
Say, well, we were going to offer you this, but we had a really fancy dinner for the management retreat. So.
But John and I have been tied up with that now for 2 days, and it is very helpful in a lot of areas and. But I miss doing the show, and I'm glad I'm here today because this is much more fun. But when I finally got home, I had the baseball game on one, and I had the football game on the other. And I got to tell you, even early on when the Eagles were down, I'm watching that game going, man, this is a good football team. They're going to win this game. And Cam Newton with the 3 picks, so that was – I think that was really the difference. If he doesn't turn the ball over, I think it comes down to it's much, much closer at the end. Maybe they even win the game. But the Eagles, you talk about teams that find ways to win, teams that find ways to lose. Eagles are turning into a team that finds ways to win. And I am liking this football team.
And you remember when the line came out, I was like, oh, Eagles money line. Eagles were plus 155.
Yeah.
I ended up not playing it because Lane Johnson was ruled out.
Right.
And I saw, like, the Eagles are like, I don't know what they were, 11-4 when he's in and 2-10 when he's out. And I was like, oh, boy, I'm just not going to touch it. But let me ask you this. Where at this point do you put Carson Wentz in quarterback rankings? Like, because I'm impressed with that dude, and every time I see him play, I'm like, God, maybe this dude's even better than I thought he was. And
he's playing like a, right now. He's playing like a top five quarterback. Like, now I don't put him quite in there yet,
but do you put him in the same category as Winston and Mariota of?
Yeah, I do.
Of guys that are really young, but obviously going to be great.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I'm with you.
Just the difference from last year to this year. And last year he showed flashes, but then in year two, now he looks like a guy who's been playing for 3 or 4 years. He's poised. He's got great pocket presence. He makes good decisions, and he protects the football. And when you start checking off the lists of things that I want in a quarterback, that's pretty much it.
Let's play a little game then. Next 5 years, would you rather have Carson Wentz or Marcus Mariota?
Well, if healthy, I still like Mariota a little bit better, but I'm starting to worry about his injuries. Okay. So I'll take Mariota, but by like 0.5%.
Wentz or Winston?
I do like him better than Winston.
Carson Wentz or Derek Carr?
Right now, I'd still have Carr slightly ahead of him, but again, injuries now, I'm starting to worry about him.
Fair enough.
And he didn't play very well early in the year. So ask me again in 2 weeks. That might be a different answer.
How about Carson Wentz or Cam Newton?
Still take Cam Newton, but, you know, that's because he's next 5 years, though. He's gotten beat up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still take Cam because I know he's gotten a team to a Super Bowl.
Carson Wentz or Kirk Cousins?
Carson Wentz.
Okay. How about Carson Wentz or Matt Stafford?
Matt Stafford.
Okay. All right, so you probably got him like borderline top 10 at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, he's playing like a top 5 guy.
Well, so is Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, but right. I mean, and that's
I don't think
thing.
Anybody would say, I'll take Deshaun Watson over, Jameis Winston or Derek Carr just yet. But,
yeah, but that's the way it's looked this season. Ask me 5 games from now.
Right.
And because all these guys, well, in Wentz's case and Watson's case, we have a smaller sample size than we do the other guys.
Well, Wentz, you at least have a full year. And
yeah.
he wasn't bad last year. No, he wasn't.
Mean, he showed promise at times.
Right. For a rookie, it's always hard. I mean, and rookies can have one good year and then melt off the face of the earth. We saw that with Bobby Griffin.
Yeah.
If you had said, oh, well, look at Bob Griffin's first 10 games, I'll take him over everyone, you'd feel pretty foolish these days. But, I mean, Carson Wentz, we've seen a full season of what he is. And this in his second season where most young quarterbacks regress year one to year two, and he's clearly not regressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with what I've seen.
Yeah, and that's a good win for that team. And I still think they've got some holes in the secondary that can be exploited.
Yeah,
but
and I'm not crazy about their running game, but they're ahead of Dallas. They're the best team in the NFC East.
Well, I think they've figured out how to use LeGarrette Blount. I think that's and the more they move forward with him, I think the running game will come around. And who knows with Dallas with the Zeke Elliott thing, whether or not he's back or what.
Right.
And we're back to where we were before the season started. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. You can also hit us up on Twitter. It's at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. And we are out here at Fuego's, and a very, very cool place. Lots of room out here, big patio outside. Tons of beer. So if you're looking to get your beer on before the game,
it's a good spot to do it.
This is a great spot to do it, especially if you are in the Washington area. Jon, is my man on?
And let's face it, if you're not going to the game tonight, you don't want to be around downtown.
No, God, no.
Yeah. So if you're not going to the game,
yeah,
don't go downtown. This is
close enough to where, hey, you could sit here and party until 6 o'clock and
yeah,
get there,
and the excitement will be here. But
yeah, but if you're not going, this is the perfect part of town to be because you're going to be just far enough away from it. And I was talking to a friend earlier. It's like, hey man, you're going to go out after the game? Like in my part of town? Are you kidding
me?
No
thanks.
Are you kidding me? So yeah, this is a great place to be. It's on Durham, just off of Washington. Can't miss it, and it's right across the street from a burnt out Hulk. So we got that.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Got my man Dave on the line?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm here.
Guess what? Yeah, he's on his way, actually, to come out here. So if you have legal questions while he's here, Lawyer Dave will answer them for you.
While he's drinking? Is that allowed?
Yes, yes. That is allowed, right, Dave?
Yes, that's correct, Brad. I'll be having a couple of cold ones with you for sure.
So, guys, if you've been in an accident, this is your man. And I had a friend who was in a car accident, and I recommended she contact Dave because Dave can tell you whether or not he can help or not. And free legal advice, basically. So any kind of accident, you fell down, you were in a car accident. So let's just say, Dave, I'm driving home tonight, and a drunk Astros fan hits me, and I'm injured, and I can't afford a doctor. What am I going to do?
Well, the first thing is take pictures of the accident. The second thing is if you're hurt, take an ambulance ride to get checked out in the ER. Oftentimes, men are rather stoic and they think, I'm not hurt. Well, then the next day they wake up and, oh my gosh, they're hurt everywhere. So if you're hurt, go to the hospital right away. If you're not, you wake up the next day and you realize you're hurt, then call Lawyer Dave and I'll set you up with somebody that can see you that day or the next day for sure.
And if you just try to deal with your insurance company, they're going to hose you, right? I mean, they've got lawyers who are finding ways to hose you. That's why I need you.
They spend their lives trying to figure out ways to rip off the little guys like you and me, Fred, and the Blitzers. And if that happens to you, don't let it happen to you. Call me at 713-626-8900.
Yeah, 713-626-8900. Or you can go to LawyerDave.com. And again, yep. If you're not sure if you need help, right, tell them to call you, right?
Anytime, Fred. Any kind of legal question at all, I'll help the Blitzers out. It doesn't have to be an accident. That's what I do. But I also send people in the right direction, left, right, and center. A Blitzer called me the other day, and he needed an immigration question answered. I helped him out. Family law question, helped him out. So if it's an industrial accident, 18-wheeler accident, trip and fall at a store, any kind of stuff like that, hit me up, guys. Hit me up.
Yeah, and he's helped me with business, too. So there's all kinds of things that Lawyer Dave can do for you. And if you're coming out here, come say hello. Again, check him out, LawyerDave.com, 713-626-8900. If you've been in an accident, better dial Dave. Dave will see you in a couple minutes, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Fuego's in the Heights. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN, if you wish to text the show. And so what else did I miss besides you baking yesterday? I heard some of the show when Granato was on. He sounded a little toasty.
Yeah, Granato was having a good time, as usual.
Yeah.
The finals of the Stein hoisting contest were yesterday.
Yeah, how long did the winner go?
I don't know. It was a little over 5 minutes. He was some big, giant guy, steroid guy.
Oh, okay.
He dominated everybody. So he was the champion, won a grand, and that's about it. He didn't miss much. We had Barry filled in for you yesterday. He did a good job. It was, we did all right.
Yeah.
We hung in there.
I hear his show went really well Wednesday night, so congratulations
to Barry
too,
yeah.
For that. So sorry I couldn't make it, but I've been to a few of Barry shows.
Yeah.
Did you see, did you see that hockey fight last night?
Fred, I just told you that I didn't watch the baseball game or the football game live. Do you think I would watch a hockey game?
No, I'm not. I thought you might have actually watched a highlight show somewhere. It was all over the place.
No, I don't watch highlight shows of NHL highlights.
Dude, you would have liked it. It was a fight. It was a dude knocking a guy completely out.
I do like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
He stiffened him up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
You'll have to watch it on the – it's just right up your alley. There's a picture of him landing the punch right there. I mean, he just full-on mashed him. It was awesome.
Punched a guy. The guy was wearing his helmet, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And, I mean, his jaw just – here's the slow-mo. Boom!
Was like, I mean, I don't understand this. How do you let that punch land when you're wearing the helmet? You got to duck the head. You got no head movement there.
Yeah, that was flush. I'd
let that guy break his hand on my helmet.
That would have been the smart thing. Guy might have broken his hand on his jaw.
He could have.
Jeez.
It's hard to have good form on ice skates, I would guess.
Yeah, yeah, I imagine. Well, that's why.
So it's hard to judge a guy's striking form when he's actually on ice skates. It's not fair. But
well, so we both missed our fantasy basketball draft last night.
Yes.
I'm guessing Jong missed it, too.
Jong always misses fantasy yeah. drafts.
And then he winds up with a decent team somehow.
Oh, I'm sure his team's loaded. I took center-eligible players with my first four picks yesterday. So that's really exciting news. Yeah. Said no one ever.
Well, in a center league, too. I mean,
you, yeah. it's a two-center league, which is, I mean.
No, but I mean the league itself.
Oh, the league
are
is
so
not
important.
A center league, yeah. no. But I every time I would pick a guy that I would have actually liked to have on my team was, like, the next guy taken. So I took Rudy Gobert in the second round. The next pick was Damian Lillard. Mm. I was like, oh, well, that would have been nice, especially when I've got Joel Embiid and Anthony Davis already. And, yeah, but. No, auto draft is not very smart.
No, but you know what? That's
what I get. That's what I get.
We're just challenging ourselves to go and improve the team.
That's it.
That's
this is I'm, where and it's I think, like walking in as a GM once the team's already built, and yeah. they're like, okay, this is what we've got. You've got to make something happen with this. So that's my challenge.
I'm pretty sure we'll be able to make a deal because I've got like 37 guards.
Okay, well maybe something works out for us.
I think everybody I drafted pretty much was a guard.
The problem is, like, all the I mean, obviously, the first four picks I have are all bigs, but that means they're also pretty good if they're my first four picks.
In theory, yeah.
So I've got to find someone who's weak at center who wants to give up not just, like, some crappy guard. Like, that's what I'm looking for, is someone who's center-starved. It's like, let's make a mega deal day one. So that's the hope. That's the hope.
I'm going to peruse rosters
this evening for sure.
Well, I would give you a fair play. I don't try to hose people.
You're not going to try to hose me?
No, I'll try to get a guy that I think is equal to what you're giving me that just plays a different position.
Okay. We may
disagree on whether or not they're equal.
I don't want you to be like the Phillies GM and just like be out to try to get me every year.
Most of it, we've only made like three trades in all the time we've been together, and I think you've won two of them.
I couldn't even remember any of them.
One of them was a hockey trade.
Well, there you go.
Hockey league, and you won that one. So, 713-780-ESPN. And want to remind you again, we are out here at Fuego's on Durham, and a very, very cool place to get your drink on before the game and maybe get your drink on during the game.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have drink specials when the Astros score.
Yes, and the Astros are going to put up about 11 runs tonight. So that means you're going to get specials on about 11 drinks.
The worst case would be if the Astros get shut out, and then you have to buy all your drinks at full price.
Yeah, that would that's not happening. That is a Fred Fowler guarantee.
0% chance?
0.001% chance.
Okay. But, so you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, well. 817 Durham Drive off of Washington, and $5 meals all day, which I probably need to look into that because I haven't eaten. 26 beers.
$5 meals or mules?
No, it says meals. I bet it's mules.
I think it's mules.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking up there and it says $5 mules.
Okay. All right. So our ad guy can't spell.
No.
$5 mules. I'll have a $5 mule and a $5
mule.
Yeah,
you can do that too.
Yeah, but so $5 mules, 26 beers on tap, 30 big screen TVs throughout the bar, and again, the drink specials every time the Astros score. And we're going to be back out here Monday for game three when the Astros try to go up 3-0.
So, you think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm that confident.
You're locked in on these guys, huh?
I feel good about it.
Man.
I basically have shut down my weekend so that I can put all this stuff on the website about the Astros. That's how excited I am.
I'm curious, and Barry and I discussed this quite a bit yesterday. What are your guesses on Astros Game 3 starter? Like, do you think they'll make that decision based on how Game 1 and 2 go?
Yeah. I think if they're up 2-0,
you throw McCullers?
I think you see McCullers, yeah. I think by now, I mean, look pretty good for three innings against the Red Sox, and you know he's another week removed away from the injury.
And if he
goes four innings for you, so what? You got Morton. You got
if it's 1-1 or 0-2, Peacock.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, I kind of yeah. I'm kind of
that's kind of the direction I would go because if you're up 2-0 and you get a good McCullers, then I mean that's bonus time there.
Yeah,
and if he's good, he's probably a five inning pitcher as it is, so. You get five out of him, and you got Peacock in relief.
Yeah.
You see where the game is. If you're up in that situation, then, yeah, you can bring Peacock in relief. If you're down, you can bring him back for the next game. I mean, I think you've got options there, and it just a lot depends on what happens over these first two games. What was that, John? Oh.
He wants me to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions, obviously, and I'm going to right now. Listen, if you've got a grayed out patio or a faded pool deck and you just not enjoying spending time in your outdoor areas, Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions to help you remedy that with a Carvestone overlay. Carvestone gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trial hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete. And Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. This stuff is beautiful, guys. If you, I could tell you about it all day, but if you don't actually go to the showroom and see it, you're not going to understand exactly what they can do for you. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They help you on residential and commercial projects. Like I said, stop by the showroom and just take a look for it yourself. It's I-10 in the Beltway, or you can check out the Carvestone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. See some of the things that they've really just turned around. Some places were just hideous, and then they add this Carvestone. It looks like $1 million. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Everything is fine when your head's resting next to mine, next to mine.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Fuego's in the Heights. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Fuego's Saloon. Come on out, man. This is a cool place. Great place to watch the game. You're close enough to get to the stadium if you want to go, but just far enough away where you're not going to have to deal with all that nonsense. And pretty exciting time in the city right now. Hey, get Dickie's Barbecue Tailgate Party for just $99. 2 pounds of brisket, 2 pounds of pulled pork, 3 sides, and a dozen rolls. It's melt-in-your-mouth, slow-smoke barbecue straight from a real pit smoker. Dickie's Tailgate Party Pack for just $99. Get it delivered or pick it up. Call 866-BARBECUE or visit dickies.com. And a couple things on Houston Sports Map today. We got some gambling picks from our man Jay, and we got a preview on the Astros and a bunch of other good stuff. So check out the website, houston.sportsmap.com.
I think now you can just go to sportsmap.com and it takes you there.
Does it?
Yep.
Good. That's something we were working on. There's all these little things that keep cropping up because we're not quite where we need to be yet. And like each day we seem to find something else. And we were kind of joking around. Arden, who's in town and helping on the production, and our list is up to 91 things that have to be fixed before we're 100%. So, a bunch of people said, texting and tweeting that Bleacher Report said Morton was going to start game 3.
Okay.
Which, you know, I'm okay with that, but I might change that if
you're up 2-0.
If you're up 2-0, yeah.
I might take a chance and see if you've got something with McCullers for a World Series.
Yeah, yeah. And because if he comes out and pitches like April, May, Lance McCullers, well, I guess it's May, June is when he was at his best.
Yeah.
Boy, you're in good shape moving forward no matter who you play. And, you know, that's going to be the thing. The top two are going to match up with anybody that's left. The rest of the rotation is going to be the question mark. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And just real quick, if you're into college tonight, I like Clemson and the over.
Okay.
Both of those considerably. So
nothing for me tonight.
Yeah. Well, just going to lock down and watch baseball? Is that the plan?
That's the plan for me, yeah. Well, actually, no. I'm going to listen to baseball on the road.
Ah, well.
I'm driving to the Valley tonight.
That's right. You're doing the barbecue thing.
I've got some barbecue to eat this weekend.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I'll be you can listen on SportsMap 94.1.
I can.
And no, 97.5. We got the game on here too, right,
yep.
John?
Yes, we do.
John? Okay, see? That'll be the thing to do.
Are we going the game on both stations?
Yeah, depending on what we have, in terms of programming. Like Saturday and Monday will be on 94.1.
Okay.
Why can't we play it on both stations?
Well, Saturday we have the A&M game.
Hullabaloo, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, well.
I guess we're contractually obligated to play that nonsense, but.
Hey, man, they gave Alabama a run.
They did.
Aggie fans excited. Maybe someone's still the guy. We shall see.
I don't know that Aggie fans excited per se.
I wouldn't say excited either, but they're at least less disgusted, maybe.
Yeah,
that's an okay place to be. Man, you know what? I haven't had a chance to talk much Texas OU this week.
No. Nobody seems to be giving Texas much of a chance. I don't know that they'll win, but I keep saying the point spread getting up there around 9.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Look at the last 4 years, and there's no doubt the last 4 years OU's been a better team than Texas. Every one of those 4 years, Texas won 2 times, and both other times played them, I think, within like 5 points. So I'm just saying that these the game lately anyway has been. It's like a big rivalry game. Anything can happen. And 9 points is a lot for a game like that, in my opinion.
Yeah, I do give Texas a chance to win the football game.
Texas is a good defensive team. And let's face it, Oklahoma, since they got their big mega win against Ohio State.
They haven't been that great.
They almost lost to Baylor. They lost to Iowa State.
Yeah.
I mean,
to a third-string quarterback.
Yeah, to a linebacker playing quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I've said all along that Texas would get better as the season goes on, as they work in their system and the guys figure. And I think, I also think that they had the wrong quarterback in there for a while.
I think so too. I think they found their guy, and yeah. I think they're gonna. I don't know that they're gonna suddenly become like a contender, but I think they can at least hang with OU.
Quick question for AJ: any good barbecue spots to stop at between Spring and Plano?
Between Spring and Plano,
wasn't there a really good one in Dallas that you liked?
Well, yeah, but they're only open. Cadillac is only open on Thursdays and Fridays, and the first Saturday of the month. So,
okay,
they're kind of a pain in the ass. I mean, honestly, the best place between Spring and Plano is in Old Town Spring. It's Corkscrew.
Yeah, Corkscrew's really good.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, honestly, Dallas was it's sort of a barbecue wasteland. There's a couple places that are decent. There's a place called Hutchins, which is in like McKinney, I think.
Yeah,
and that's pretty good. And then the besides that, Cadillac, of course. Cadillac was world class. But the other place I liked in the DFW area was in it's called Heim, and it's in Fort Worth, so it's a little bit out of the way. So I think the best barbecue spot between Spring and Plano is at least it'll be open on the weekends is Corkscrew.
713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, remind you that we are at Fuego Saloon on Durham, very close to Washington. Did you see that the Bucks kicker? Bucks kickers have not.
What a mess. High draft picks getting cut. Yeah. I mean, they suck.
Pat Murray says he's been consulting with a medium.
Oh, boy.
Says she's helped me tremendously with a lot of different things.
That would not make me feel good, honestly.
No. It says, getting stuff off my chest and being able to really feel that positive energy. Wouldn't a medium be talking to dead people?
Yeah.
It's like, who's a great dead kicker? Maybe she's talking to, Jan Stenerud. Is he still alive?
I don't know.
I have no idea either.
Who's the one that's in the Hall of Fame?
I think it's him.
Maybe. I don't know.
Lou Groza. How about that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I bet she's talking to Lou Groza.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Maybe she's talking to Sebastian Janik. No, he's not dead yet. No.
Oh. Adam Bennett, no.
No, I don't know.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And, man, I'm basically going to lock in all weekend and watch baseball and football. I mean, I'll be posting stuff to the website.
I'll be honest. I'm a little bit, like, while it's exciting to have playoff baseball in our town, it's also a little bit annoying because it's interfering with football watching.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, it's not something we've had to deal with very often.
Today's not a problem, but tomorrow when I'm out and about, the Astros playoff game is going to be on the same time as Texas OU.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I can always record stuff at home, and I'm probably going to end up recording the football game at home and watching it because I can't watch. Like, I can watch football over and over and not have a problem, like on the DVR.
Yeah. Baseball, I can't.
Baseball, I cannot. If I record a baseball game, 90% of the time, I'm not going to go back and watch it. I'll
go back and watch certain innings. Like if there's some runs scored, but even then, it's like once you know what happens in a baseball game, it's
it doesn't matter how it happened. It just happened.
There's something controversial like that thing last night.
Yeah, you watch the top of the fifth in the game last night, but for the most part, it was rough watching that thing this morning. I watched it because I knew it was a good game.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, that's not ideal.
I'm going to be set up with matter of fact, I went by just if you're looking for any of the BBH Espresso, they have it at Specs downtown. Picked up a few of those. They had some cherries left over, too.
I heard Chris Whitmire texted me yesterday, and they released their barrel select thing. They had like 120 bottles of it at downtown Specs today at 10 a.m. He was supposed to tell – I guess he was supposed to tell you beforehand.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
But
because I didn't see him in there. I saw the single barrel.
Yeah, I was going to promote it on the show yesterday, but I didn't see it until after the show because I had to use my phone for a Wi-Fi hotspot yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I hate that. They were – no, they have the single barrel.
Okay.
If that's what he's talking about. If it's a select, they – that I didn't see.
Well, it was probably gone. You missed out.
Yeah, damn it.
Sucks to be you.
Gosh, I'll just have to go out to the distillery and buy some. So, and I bet I'll be out there soon. And I can't bet that on my bookie, but I can bet everything else. And that's why I love using my bookie. And it's time to start making money. You want to bet that game I was talking about earlier? You want to get in on some hockey? Bet some of those overs I've been talking about? Well, this is your place. My bookie, industry-leading website, hooks you up for all your betting needs. And with their great odds, fast payouts, and decades of expertise, you can bet with confidence. And the one thing I like besides the being able to bet on all the sports, they've got a casino if you want to mess around with that. They have a horse book, which is fantastic. And where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And that's why I want you to make your way over to my bookie. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Just check them out yourself. In-game live betting, mobile site that makes wagering on the go easier than ever. You can check out that online casino if you want, if you're into that. Join now. My bookie will match your deposit. How about this? Up to a 100% bonus. Just use promo code RADIO to activate your offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's my bookie.